No, we don't really know that. If you kind of do a Google search and look at newspaper articles, you'll see a wide range of numbers. The highest number I've seen is 500,000. More commonly, you'll hear 200 or 300,000. But the reality is that there's no study that's been done for the simple reason that these individuals are off the grid. They're not taking head counts, right? So we just don't know how many there are. The other problem with this is that the federal government, and any government really in Canada, has not been keeping track of these numbers. In some situations, an irregular migrant will arrive here without permission, in which case there's no paper trail. There's no way for the government to be able to track that individual. But in most cases, what happens is that the irregular migrant arrives here with permission as a temporary foreign worker or as a refugee claimant, and then they overstay their visas. And in this situation, the government has the ability to track some of the numbers because they could do exit control analyses and see how many people who entered and had a visa expire on such a date failed to leave the country. A third option that would be available, which is done in the United States, is to conduct a sort of a census. So in the United States, certain departments of the federal government, for reasons of tax, for example, will do a census and find out exactly how many people are living and working in the country. And the questionnaire does not distinguish on the basis of citizenship, which is to say that if you're a non-citizen or you're there without status and you answer that questionnaire, you don't have to fear immigration consequences. That information will not be sent to immigration control and you won't be detained or deported. Something similar could be done in Canada if there was an interest in keeping track of the numbers, but frankly, I don't think the government is at this stage all that interested in the exact numbers. It's not really on their radar. We do see, though, that there are some academics who have picked up this slack and have done some exploratory research. So in 2016, for example, a study done by Michaela Hinney and a few others was conducted in Ontario. And what they did was they looked at the number of people who use emergency rooms in hospitals without an OHIP card. And they, controlled for how many of those people might have been homeless or how many might have lost or had an expired OHIP card. And with those controls in place, they were able to infer that there were approximately 60,000 non-status migrants living in Ontario alone. And that would be a minimum of 60,000, as many people who need to use emergency rooms wouldn't for reasons, various reasons, including fear of being detected or being charged and not being able to afford it. In short, there's no real sense of how many people there are, but the number is probably very significant.